Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale. I'm in company of Ritzamed Bassam Tariq, actor and director of Mogul Mogulay, screening here in Panorama. So it feels like you found each other, like in a moment where you both wanted to explore something. I mean, the clash maybe, how to combine tradition and the world you would like to belong to. So how do you feel like? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Was it like that?
Yeah. So we found each other on the Random Encounters page on Craigslist.
Sorry.
So I had a film. So Riz was living in New York.
Amazing film that I loved. It's called These Birds Walk. And I loved it. And someone put us in touch. Yeah. I was in New York preparing for the night of.
Yeah, and then I was there, and then him and I, we just really connected. I think the way we grew up is very similar. A lot of our experience has been very similar. So I think that connection just made us... I think I had this strong desire to work with him, and I think I'm hoping that he did as well. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of like... It was a few years it took for us to really find that nugget, that thing of ambition and artistry that we really wanted to talk about. But I think once we found that, we went to Pakistan together. And I think... We went to Pakistan together. I started to see him as a rapper come to life, and I was like, "Fuck! I want this to be in a film." Like, and I want—it's the urgency of how he raps and that journey of an artist coming to understand who he is through rap. That to me, I felt was something new and I haven't seen yet. So I wanted to explore that as well as the issues and the concerns we have being in the diaspora, people that are first-generation immigrants coming from working-class backgrounds. It just added this other dimension to it that I think was quite important to me and him.
Yeah. As I mentioned before the interview, I found that the film was very balanced because there are these dreamlike scenes and then there are so many other brutal scenes in a way of reality, how you are like faced with reality. So I was wondering, how did you work on that? Was there your intention to find this balance, and how did you find it in writing and acting and directing it?
So much of this came in post. I think Riz is like my collaborator in this in every capacity. Like I feel almost like, yeah, it's just like he's been with me through this. So we would be literally in his, you know, as we were working together on the script. Tone was always a concern, and we weren't really sure how we were going to strike that balance. But I think it was while we were in post, we had an incredible editor, Adam Biskuski, that really brought this sensibility along with us and helped us find that way through. And I think because Riz is quite musical, and his albums have this great balance as well. If you look at his music, he knows, like, here we're going to go high, here, go low, here, high, here. So a lot of this film is also like an album. And in that, it's like he was thinking of it through like that. So he would always come back with excellent notes. And it would take me a while to listen to it because I'm like, gosh, shut up, it's a good note. But, you know, I would hear it because it only made the film better. So I think it was really our minds coming together to really find that balance. But it took us time, I'd say. It took us a while to get there.
What do you want to add?
No, I nailed that. There's nothing else to say to that, yeah.
But what we listen to, like, rap in the film, is that did you write it for the film or you had already written?
It's a combination. So some of the raps in the film are actually songs that already exist or that songs that I'd already written and they'll be out on my next album, funnily enough. And some of it was kind of more specifically for the film and for the story of the film that I wrote it. So I think with the rap, it kind of does two things. On the one hand, it kind of makes it more real because you know that I'm also a rapper. These are actually my songs. And fans of mine will see some of that, you know, music in the film. So it makes it more real, but it also makes it more surreal. And it makes it more kind of like heightened because when you go into like a musical space, suddenly it breaks reality a little bit. You see someone rapping on camera. So it's that interesting, as you were talking about, balance or that tension between someone that feels quite real and grounded but also has a dreamlike quality to it. We wanted to explore that, you know.
Also, just a shout out to Paul Corley, who did the music in the film. It was a balance because at some points we had this bombastic score, but it was undercutting this incredibly realistic performance, and it was like, okay, we gotta cut back. And you know, Paul Davies, our mix, our sound designer, so we had an incredible team that really, I think, brought that balance to life.
How was for you after the film? I mean, going through this journey together and also treating these themes that are so like there are questions that you wondering yourself. Was it like sort of therapeutic in a way? What did you understand in the end? I mean,
this is a big therapy session. That's what this film is. This film is therapy for us.
Basically, yeah. It was whatever the budget of the film is. It was just.
Yeah, we saved money on therapy overall by spending that on the film. I mean, it's quite a personal story. It's, you know, it's kind of talking about these artists who are from a kind of, you know, this artist Zed who's from a similar background to the kind of background we're from.
Yeah.
Who's always trying to better themselves and pursue this kind of ambitious creative career. But, you know, reality sometimes keeps you in check and it forces you to ask, well, what if I don't get that creative success? Who am I? Am I enough? Can I love myself even without that success? Can I love where I come from? If I know that I'll be stuck there and go back there, can I love my family? If for me they represent something I've been trying to kind of escape and do better than. It's really a question about, am I enough? You know.
I think something else, man, is like there's a fear as like when you're an artist of color of making a mistake or making mistakes because you feel like you're only given one pass, right? I don't know if you feel that way, but I feel that way a lot, and I know that sometimes Riz does. And I think even as we were making this film, it's like we have this incredible team of all these people that really trusted us, and there's this fear that you're gonna fuck it up and you won't get a chance like this again, and that's a terrible way to like live, to operate through fear. Because then you actually stop taking risks. And I hope that, like, if anything, this is an offering to people that, like, hey, we can make mistakes, we can take risks. And hopefully it just stretches the ability for more people to, like, take risks that are artists of color.
Yeah, no, you're right. I was told the same thing about gender equality, about women, that we have this habit of thinking that there's only one place for us in every industry, and that sort of conditioning our way of thinking, our way of...
And that this film's really about trying to stretch people's idea of what a brown story can look like, who it can be for, what it is tonally. You know, it's not just a comedy or a social realism. It's something magical. It's something dreamlike. It's something artistic. It's something that takes risks. And also, you know, we're kind of presenting a cast of actors to the world that we're really proud of. We're really exciting. We've got Naban Rizwan, who's an amazing young actor. He's also a rapper and a DJ. And Jana Vassan, you know, who's an amazing kind of theatre star. She's a singer-songwriter. Hossein Manoa is a spoken word poet. This amazing young generation, as well as, like, you know, these national treasures. So Suda, who plays my mother, she's kind of been instrumental in founding the Tamasha Theatre Company, which is an amazing British-Asian theatre company in the UK. And Ali Khan is, like, you know, one of our best actors in Pakistan, actually. So... there's so much space, but what we hope to do with a film like this is create more space.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Cheers.
Yeah, we've been talking to Bassam Tariq and Riz Ahmed, director and actor of Mogul Mogli, screening at the 70th Berlinale in Panorama. And this is Chiarani Collective, Fred, the Possible Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.